You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Starting today, see your clothes wash whiter than ever before, because now there's a new Oxidol, new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxidol history. You have to see it to believe it, how much whiter this new white Oxidol washes all your clothes. So next wash day, see for yourself.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new white Oxidol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. The whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. Now you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and your wash will always be sparkling white. What's more, it will keep this new whiteness for the life of your clothes as long as you use new white Oxidol. And new white Oxidol is truly safe, too. Washable colors actually come out brighter, from work shirts and overalls to your prettiest cotton prints and blouses. Once you try this new white wash day soap, you'll never be satisfied with any other suds that fails to give you the white, bright wash you get with new white Oxidol. So get some. Your dealer has it. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. Next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, this has been a big and romantic evening for Joseph, the one-time divinity student who's lived at Ma's almost like a son ever since his wife died 2 years ago. He's taken Miss Ann Morrison, the glamorous Ann Morrison, to dinner at the country club. They've danced, gone boat riding on Lake Candlewood, and he's gradually lost all of his self-consciousness and repressions in the presence of this exciting woman. Meanwhile, over at Ma's, she's been talking to Alfred Sinclair, the author. They've been talking about families and the importance of families. Well, listen.
Does Miss Morrison have a family, Mr. Sinclair?
Why do you ask, Ma?
Oh, well, you talk about a family and folks without families being lost. Miss Morrison's such a beautiful woman. She don't look as though she's exactly lost, like you say.
No, she doesn't, does she? Anne does seem to know precisely what she wants out of life.
She's always so proud. She speaks as though she does.
Well, I can tell you this, Ma. Anne is as confused and lost as the rest of us who've never found a real basis in life. But you see, in time, you come to acquire a veneer. You strike a constant pose. It's your one defense against life and the painful realization that you haven't a thing in the world you can believe in, a thing you can trust.
Why, it don't seem possible that a body would be able to live without that. Something fine and good to look to.
Well, Ma, if everyone had that, something fine, a faith, we'd have the perfect world. There'd be no wars, no strife, no conflict, no neuroses. We wouldn't even have to have psychiatrists. Because that's all it boils down to, Ma. Most of our diseases of the mind and spirit. A lack of faith and something to have faith in.
That don't seem possible. Such a beautiful world. Not to find a faith in it somewhere.
Well, I was going to tell you about Anne and her family.
Oh, well, it ain't necessary, Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, Anne wouldn't mind. She has no qualms about her heritage. That's another thing that happens, I suppose. In time, we even take lightly the sins of our fathers.
Sins?
Yes. Yes, Anne has a family. Hers is all alive, too. A father. He hasn't worked in 20 years. He's either too lazy or too drunk.
Oh.
And a mother who screams.
Screams?
Mm-hmm. Then she has a sister with three young children. The husband deserted her about a month before the last one was born. He hasn't been heard from since.
Heavens to Betsy.
Anne has a brother, too. I've never met him. He was in jail the last time I went over to Brooklyn with her to visit them.
Oh.
And that's her family.
She sees them?
Oh, yes, yes. Every time she's in New York. She writes them, too. Not as frequently as she used to, of course. You see, she bought them a house a couple of years ago. It was her Christmas present. Lovely little place out in Long Island. She was very excited about it. Furnished it all herself. She used to call it the Morrison Family Mansion. Kept it all a secret till it was ready. She moved them out there Christmas Eve. She even had a big tree, all decorated, presents for each one of them. I think it was probably the greatest night in her life. It was just a family affair. Even I couldn't come out with them. Well, about midnight, she called me. She was very blue. We went to a tavern, a bar. That's where she spent the rest of the night. Christmas Eve. 2 weeks later, the family was back in Brooklyn. They hadn't liked the house at all. It was too dead for them out on the island. They'd sold the house. She'd paid $15,000 or $16,000 for it by the time it was all fixed up. They sold it for $7,000 or $8,000 and kept the cash.
Oh, they hadn't told her?
Oh, no, no. She'd asked me to drive out with her. We were going to bring out Sunday dinner, turkey and all the trimmings. We got there and found another family in the place. That's the first time she knew her family had sold out.
The poor child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, where she'd so set her heart on her people having everything, home and all.
Mm. Well, that was her last attempt to develop a heritage for herself. Something to cling to out of the past.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Well, that ain't right. People have got to love to be loved. That's worse than denying yourself food and drink, not to have anything to hold dear. There's got to be something. She's proud, beautiful. There's got to be something close to her heart.
Oh, yes. For the moment.
For the moment? That ain't enough to live by, Mr. Sinclair, a faith for the moment.
It's much safer, Ma.
Safer?
Mm-hmm. Confining yourself to passing fancies, you run less risk of developing ties and being hurt.
Len, do you feel like that, Mr. Sinclair?
At times.
Oh, I can't. I won't believe that that's all you want out of life. Just something to cling to for the moment.
Well, I'm not important. Anyway, we were talking about Miss Morrison.
Watch your hands. Keep them in the boat till I tie her up. Oh, let's see. You don't tie a boat up. You make her fast, don't you? Gotta be nautical, you know. Well, there's usually a caretaker here to help you land. Must have gone home.
Well, I don't wonder, Joseph. You know what time it is?
Well, it must be 10:30, quarter 11.
It's 10 minutes to 1.
What?
If I just look at my watch.
Oh, brother. I had no idea we'd been out so long.
Well, we parked the boat and went walking ashore for a while, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll get out and give you a hand.
The moon's turned almost to silver now, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we started out, it was like a copper almost. Oh, you ready to haul me out?
Yeah, easy now. Give me your hand.
Gladly.
Okay? All right.
Wonderful. Oh, that was fun, Joseph.
Oh, it was great.
You're so sweet.
Well, we'd better see if Faye's car's still there. Sorry you have to walk all the way up to the clubhouse. Golly, I had no idea it was so late. Club will probably be closed.
You worried about it, Joseph.
About what?
The time.
Oh, no, gosh, no. Not tonight. It was swell. I've never known an evening like it, Miss Morrison.
Oh, Joseph, you're wonderful. Half the time I'm Anne, but the other half I'm still Miss Morrison.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard for you to understand.
Well,
half the time I can't believe it's all happening. I mean, happening to me. You. Everything a fella doesn't even dare dream of. small-town milkman who's flopped at everything he's ever tried or wanted. Suddenly you. To be here with you, talking to you. You're beautiful and wonderful. Well, that's when you're like something in a dream. Who calls dreams by their first names? Anne.
Joseph, no. No. No, look, darling. Oh, darling, you are sweet.
Am I?
Oh, no, dear, no. Now, we've got to be practical, Joseph. It's 1 o'clock, and you've got to be on the job at the crack of dawn.
Oh,
now, please, behave yourself, dear. Come on. Let's go find the car. You've got to get some sleep. Joseph, won't it start?
I don't know, Anne. It must be the battery. I think it's gone dead.
Oh, fine. 1 o'clock in the morning and the car won't start. You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
Get a package now before another wash day goes by. Now see your clothes washed whiter than ever before with sensational new white Oxydol. The greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Yes, new white Oxydol is whiter, a far whiter wash day soap. But the amazing thing is how white it washes your clothes. Oxydol has always been famous for getting clothes white. But now, new white Oxydol gets your wash whiter than ever before.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
You're right, it's white. Now, even when you dry your clothes inside, you get the whitest Oxydol wash in history. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. What's more, your nice washable colors come out brighter, too. New white Oxydol is truly safe. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxydol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, a battery gone dead at 1 o'clock in the morning. Joseph and Miss Morrison stranded out at the country club. And then things begin to happen. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.